call to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Oh,
and also tell you not to worry about all this stuff. You mustn't, I could see Henry's in one of his sort of doldrums, but he mustn't allow perspective to be blinded, you know, by this sort of thing. He's personalizing this India thing. I've been making a few calls around the country because, you know, the last couple of days. Nobody talks about India, Pakistan. Nobody, you know what I mean? Henry is you know, watches these little things and this column and that column and the rest, but the great majority of the people just think, well, it was one of those damn things, and on balance, they think we're doing pretty well. But, and the other thing, incidentally, on the Moore thing, it's just, you just couldn't even dream of having Moore out of that thing. I mean, he's part of a system, and the damn thing, I'm sure, started before he was there. I think it goes back over years, and it probably went further than he ever expected it was going to go. That's my guess. And we got to remember that basically he's our ally in terms of what we believe in. And the worst thing we can do now is to hurt the military. I tried to get that through Henry's head, but that's the line we're playing in the day. Don't you agree? We just got to do that. In June, of course, we can take a look, but not now. Well, after all, Moore's a good man, and he's with us. This thing, of course, is pretty bad. It's, understand, not sending the information over, but going through briefcases, that goes too far. It just developed. The guy thought he was, you know, doing his job. And then we got a guy that starts to leak. That of course, is the worst, but that's the Ellsberg syndrome. But all in all, Al, I know it's tough over there, and the main thing is to just, you know, you keep it balanced. Another thing, too, is that we've just got to get this thing cooled off somewhat between Henry and Rogers, you know. For example, the Rogers press conference yesterday, Henry was, he was complaining about something Rogers said on India. The most important thing was that Rogers said the right things about Vietnam, you know what I mean? And that's what led the story. And we just got to remember that. So whenever you get a chance, don't let that State Department stuff really irritate him where he isn't. What he really ought to do now, Henry ought to concentrate on his State of the World report. He should quit talking to reporters and, you know, trying to justify himself and this and that. The more he talks, the more they think he's trying to cover something. See? I really believe that the more he can get out of the line of fire now for a while and concentrate on that, the better. And I'd get the World Report out and then do the China thing, and it's all forgotten. Yeah. What do you think about the, I guess nothing more we can do on the Vietnam side except just to, they're not going to get the... Yeah, and if they don't do it now, we haven't got any time till when. When will we have to wait till?
Well,
it's too late. I don't know. We're getting too close to China. Well, we shall see. We shall see. We should, DeBrean's back on the 8th, huh?
Yes, sir.
And we'll have a little talk with them. They've been, they've done so well, they don't have to be too, they've got what they want down there, but also they got a few problems there. You know, would you want to have that India thing in your gut right now?
No, I think this is going to take some very, very soon.
Yeah. I agree. And the long run is what counts. It really does. Well, we know that, whether the state people agree or not, it's irrelevant. We know from everything we read that Mrs. Gandhi was out to knock over the West as well as the East.
That's right.
You think she is? Yeah, you just sort of drag her feet. But in the meantime, you talk to Henry, just say we're depending on him. And it's hard to know how to handle him, you know, when he's in one of these things, you know. I told him, now, damn it, don't go over and let his children see that he's discouraged. Well, he says, you know how he talks. He says, it's not personal, but of course that's what it is. It's all personal. Don't you agree?
Sure. I just know.
Is he any better?
Yes.
I, incidentally, called Rockefeller and told him to call him, so maybe that cheered him up.
Sure.
Is he feeling a little better, or is he still...
Yes, he is. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I told him to forget this thing about the Mora thing. Just forget it. Leave it to Mitchell to work out. And by what I've already decided, we're going to cool this thing. I'm going to tell Ehrlichman we ought to keep that yeoman right here in Washington. Sign him over to the Pentagon where we can watch him 24 hours a day, and then that's it. That's right. But the best, rather than sending him out of town where he could do something, I'd rather keep him here. Wouldn't you?
Well,
if you send him out of town,
Well,
Ehrlichman, my thought was Ehrlichman would call him in and say, look, we've got the dope here, but you're going to be under surveillance from now on. You're on trial. That's that. Okay, well, have a good Christmas.
Thank you very much.
Bye.